Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bucks never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
Dr. J, a little bit older, right? A little bit older. Played a long time ago. Played before Marzion, obviously. And this was Joy D'Angela, I think is her name, podcast or whatever. And she was sitting with Dr. J in the video. As he's going over his top 10 players of all time. Now, this is in no order. Pay attention at home. Bill Russell, old guy. Wilt Chamberlain, old guy. Jerry West, old guy. Oscar Robertson, Mr. Triple-Double, old guy. Elgin Baylor, yep, he was a long time ago too, played a long time ago. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Closer. Nate Tiny Archibald. Old, yeah. Let's see here. Now we got to go to the next level of youngness. Michael Jordan. Okay. A little bit younger, right? Him and Jabbar intersected a little bit there. Magic Johnson, Karl Malone. That's the 10. No Bird, who would have fit in that list if he wanted to. He went Tiny Archibald. And I think there's some rift between Bird and him or something along those lines. I don't remember the exact story, but I think there's something there. And he made clear, because she right away was like, no Steph, no LeBron. Like, and he's like, they're not done playing. I'm only giving you a list of top 10 players of all time whose careers are done. And I'm not going to judge anybody's career until it's officially done. Start to finish, then I'll have that conversation. My thing about top 10 lists, including Dr. J's, you are a prisoner of the era that you are in, is my belief. Whether it is a list for quarterbacks in the NFL, running backs of the NFL, baseball players, pitchers, whatever. You are a victim of the era that you live in. That is what you know. Yes, I can YouTube and watch Dr. J highlights. Yes, I can YouTube and watch Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Now, I watched Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Dr. J. I'm just saying, if I was younger, like Marzion, I could YouTube and watch that. Or they used to have ESPN Classic, by the way, which I'm really sad that they got rid of that, because it really was a great thing for people that didn't get to watch all the old-timers play, like Jerry West. I didn't watch Jerry West play, but I was able to watch like an ESPN Classic when they would run those games back. So that kind of stunk that they got rid of that. But NBA TV from time to time will show old basketball games that you can watch that way. So for me, I don't necessarily agree with the list, obviously. But again, prisoner of the era that he played in. And really, you know, you can put Dr. J on the list instead of Tiny Archibald. And, you know, that would be very self-centered and egotistical, obviously. But Jordan would put himself on a list. And I'm pretty sure Russell and Chamberlain would put themselves on a list. Obviously, it passed away. But Jerry West would put himself on a list. I'm assuming Oscar Robertson would put himself on the list. Jabbar definitely would. Magic probably would. I'm surprised Dr. J didn't do that. What say you, Mr. Marzion?
Yeah, everyone for sure thinks that their era was the best. And, you know, the guys from the 90s will say this was the most physical and the toughest era. And the guys now will say, well, no, this is the most talented era and all that. And everyone's naturally going to believe that the era they played in was the toughest, the best, and the guys from that era are the best. Like, that's just how you are. It's a pride thing of, like, you don't want to sit there and be like, well, back in my day, the league sucked, so that's why I dominated. Nobody's going to say that.
No.
I actually didn't know that he said the part about he's not going to judge anyone before their career is over. Because I was like, how can you leave off LeBron? Like, I can see leaving off Curry even. I can see leaving off maybe a Duncan. But like, and Duncan's in, I mean, he's not playing anymore, but that's not as much of a terrible miss as not having LeBron. But I didn't know he said that. I think, you know, these things are always so hard too, because are you judging the player? The question is always, well, do you just judge them in a vacuum, or do you judge them compared to their era? You know, do you judge, okay, well, Bill Russell was like the Bill Russell and Will Chamberlain like absolutely dominated their era, but the era wasn't as strong. So when you actually compare them as basketball players to some of the guys today, okay, maybe these guys are better, but they didn't dominate their era the way Bill Russell and Will, like it's just hard to judge, because it depends on your criteria. And also depends on if you value longevity or if you value peak. If like, there's just, you can value different things and come up with different, you know, lists based on that. But
can I intersect here and just interject here quickly?
Yes.
So if people don't know, Marzian here is a Cubs fan. Don't hold that against him. He's a really nice guy. But I was listening to the Cubs game. Were they playing the Brewers? I don't know. I know I had the Cubs game on because the 7-year-old wanted to listen to it because he's a Cubs fan. You can hold it against him. But the 7-year-old, we were listening, and there was a ball hit to the right side of the infield. And it got picked by the second baseman, by Nico Horner, picked it up, made the throw out. And Coomer started laughing and said, when Tony Gwynn hit that same ball, it was a base hit to right field when we played, because there was no second baseman that could get to that ball like he can and others can today. And that was his way of saying they're better athletically today. They're quicker. They're faster. They can get to balls that back in our day would have been base hits or doubles or off the wall or whatever the case may be back when those guys played back in the day. And we're talking about, you know, the 90s more. We're not even talking about like the 80s going back even another generation or the 70s as far as the type of shape and athleticism that they had back then. Athletes are bigger, faster, and stronger. And when you have youth athletes, whether it be basketball, football, or baseball, that are coming up, right? They're trying to get to through high school or whatever. All these coaches all say the same thing: bigger, faster, stronger. That's your goal in the offseason. Go do it. That's what they want. And that's what you're seeing now. So to what Marzian said, as far as, yeah, these guys are completely different than those guys that they played. And that's when you get these dumb comments like JJ Redick had as far as who they were playing versus who these guys are playing and so forth. But dominance is dominance still in your era. You were dominant at that level, and Chamberlain was dominant at that level. And we really haven't seen anybody dominate offensively the way he did in his era versus any other era since then, to be honest with you, if you're going to talk about who dominated their eras the most and where they would be on a top 10 list.
Yeah. Because it's always like, oh, whoa, look who Bill Russell played against. And like, I'm not saying you can't use that to knock him a little bit, but at the same time, you're like, But that was the NBA. This wasn't, yes, like, you know, that was the best. That was, right, those were the best players. He can't help that he was like just that much better than everyone else, and that he played against those type of guys. He was that much ahead of his time in terms of athleticism, in terms of skill, in terms of basketball ability. And so you have to use that for him a little bit of like, man, you were that good in a era where nobody was even close to that good. And it's the same with people now watch these Jordan highlights of him making these crazy layups and dunks and stuff. And people are like, oh, well, you know, half the league can do that now. But that doesn't, nobody did it back then. You know, nope. That's what made it great. And it's like, I look at it as 20 years from now, there's going to be guys all over the court shooting these threes that Steph Curry makes all the time. And I'm going to have to listen to my kids be like, well, and I'm going to show them Steph Curry highlights, and they're going to be like, well, this isn't anything special. And I'm going to be like, you don't understand. Like, this was not nobody did this. This was the first guy to do it.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lemonade. Fresh squeezed lemonade. Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.